Okay, so Orlando's happened.
Yes.
What do you say to your friends?
None of my friends have ever asked me about it or how I feel, and they all know I'm gay too. I don't, and I don't know what to say to my friends. That's the biggest thing. I've been struggling with it all week, and I am not sure. One, no one's asked me about it, but two, it does affect me, and I should have something to say. I just don't know what to say.
Amen. And I've been getting a lot of those questions this week too. There's been support from within our community where people have called, people have sent messages. But the biggest thing that I'm hearing is they're not hearing from their family, they're not hearing from their straight friends. And so the thing that I would say to our community, if you need to hear from your friends, is you need to let them know how you feel. You got to let them know that this impacts you, that there are people who died that affect you directly. Because quite frankly, folks, we know that this could happen in Atlanta.
It
This
could
could
happen
happen in any
anywhere,
city. This could
anybody.
happen up where you live. You could be in a restaurant and
And it
this
could
would
happen.
happen. So that's the first thing that I would say in answer to your question is go to your friends, those people that count, and say, "Hey, you know what happened in Orlando? I just need you to know that that affected me." And then let them know how it affected you. And I think you'll get two responses. Now, like from some of my family, they were not happy that I said on Facebook that I hadn't heard from anybody. You know, thank you for calling me out on the social media. But on the other hand, I've had other family members that have responded going, "Oh my God, I never thought." You know, because I think sometimes in our families, we don't make that connection.
That's true. Well, I was thinking when it happened. Remember when we had the bombing at
The other side?
the other side?
Yep.
I was on my way to that. It totally reminded me of going there and being grateful. I was in the closet at the time that I was not there when it happened, because it would have pulled me out of the closet so fast.
Right.
And I think it's one of the things that made me come out of the closet too, is I am gay. I don't broadcast it, but I am. And when things like this happen and it's a hate crime, it affects me. And I guess I just need to tell my friends and relatives, hey, check on me when these things happen, because it really hurts. And I am gay, and you should accept it or not accept it, at least reach out and say, hey, how you dealing with it?
Amen. And I would say from my point of view as a pastor in the community that the thing that I want to say to our folks is you cannot be afraid to go out. If you don't go out, if you get angry, if you turn all of this inside, they win.
Yes.
We're pretty sure at this point that this guy had a lot of internalized homophobia, and we need to understand that this is what it does. When you turn this kind of hatred on the inside. So go out, enjoy your life, know that God did not make a mistake when you got that gay gene.
And the other thing, say I love you a lot. You
Amen.
don't know how often, and I think something like that happens. All my friends and my fellow workers, I would have loved you to come up and say, oh my God, Alice, something happened in the gay community. Do you need a hug? And I could have said, yes, I do. Because it is affecting us.
Yes.
And I'm not going to let hatred win. I think love needs to win, and we need to spread the fact that we love unconditionally no matter what. And everyone should. And God did. Jesus did. Please, let's do that.
So go hug somebody today and let them know that you love them.
Amen.